It's a good show.
What's the good word, honeys? Welcome to Natch Butte on this Friday morning, afternoon, night. Perhaps you're listening to this a year later, a month later. I don't know. Okay? Natch Butte's evergreen, baby. I just wanted to say a couple things right up top. Just wanted to reiterate, next week I'm going to be in New York. Very exciting. And there is a Natch Butte meetup happening in case you missed last week's episode and you were like, Jackie, what? Let me tell you about it real quick. The Natch Butte meetup is going to be on Thursday, August 23rd, around 5:30. I say 5:30 because I'll probably be getting there around 5, I hope, because I'm hopefully seeing the Mean Girls matinee before that, if I'm being honest. But I'm hoping to get there around 5:36, you know, quitting time, when everybody gets off work. 5:30-ish, Thursday, August 23rd, and we are meeting at The Magician Bar, which is on the Lower East Side, 118 Rivington Street, New York, New York. And all the honeys are going to be there. We're going to have a good time. If it sucks, we'll go somewhere else. I don't know, because, you know, I'm a bumpkin and I don't live in New York. Okay, also, yeah, I believe it's a cash-only bar, which I know that's crappy, but they do have an ATM, I've been told. I picked this location because I was told it's pretty empty and we want to get rowdy in there, okay? So, see you at the Magician Bar if you're a New York or tri-state area, honey. Is that a word? Is tri-state? What does tri-state mean? Doesn't that mean like around the area? Yes. Okay, great. Rebecca's a New Yorker. She's saying yes. Okay, hi, Rebecca, my producer, Rebecca, who has a great new haircut, by the way. Yes, girl. She's embarrassed. Okay, that's exciting. Also, y'all all know I'm going to be at Indie Beauty Expo on Wednesday, August 22nd. Very exciting. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. in New York. If you want tickets, go to indiebeautyexpo.com. You can get a general admission ticket to shop Indie for 20% off if you use code NATCH20, which y'all all know by now. If anyone listening happens to be a Howard Stern listener, okay, I'm going to be on the Howard Stern wrap-up show on that same day, on Wednesday, the 22nd of August. I believe it starts around 11-ish New York time. If you have Sirius, tune into Howard 100 and check me out on there because I'm scared. I'm nervous. It's going to kind of be the most exciting moment of my life. So that's exciting. Okay, the last thing I was going to tell you is coming to New York. I'm going to see Mean Girls. Going on Stern wrap-up, what else do I have to say? Oh, my guest today, Marie, is a beauty editor. And coincidentally, this is for all the LA area honeys. If you're listening to this on Friday, the day it comes out, Sunday, 2 days from now, on August 18th, there is an LA Beauty Fire Sale, which means a bunch of beauty editors and influencers in LA decided, they get so much stuff, as we know. You've all watched the Insta stories. They get sent those gigantic beauty blender egg full of every shade of foundation. They get sent all this stuff, and they don't open it, and they don't need it. When J.Kiss was on, she talked about that. So they're getting rid of all these unopened, amazing, full-size, brand-new products, and they're selling them for a good cause. So if you're in L.A. and you're thinking, I would love to buy a Shape Tape concealer for $1, and it goes to a great cause, I'm just going to give you all the info. It's on Natch Butte's Instagram, which is at Natch Butte, by the way. If you don't follow, go check it out. It's the L.A. Beauty Fire Sale. It is August 18th from 12 to 5 p.m. at The Riveter, which is in West LA. It's 2236 South Barrington Avenue. It's from 12 to 5, and there is a $20 donation for entry, which you can buy in advance. Again, if you go to the Natch Butte Instagram, I posted about it. You can get all the info there. But they're doing like little manicures, tarot card readings, lots of fun stuff. And all of the money that they make is going to be going to help immigration, legal defense, and families that have been separated at the border. So it's a great cause, and you can get some good stuff for a great price. Let's see, lip liners are $1, lashes are $1, you can get toners and serums. Nothing will be over $15. Get excited. I'm going to be there. I don't know what time I'm going, but I'm going to be there, baby. I don't need any makeup, but I love a sale, baby. Sniff out that sale and donate to a great cause, and that's very exciting. Y'all are going to love Marie because she's fantastic, and I'll hopefully see all my New York honeys in New York, those tri-state area honeys, okay? Thank you for all the recommendations on places to go in New York. Y'all blew up my DMs, and they're all over my map. I cannot wait to eat my way through that city, baby. That's all I gotta say. Oh, please leave some iTunes reviews. You know, we're loving the iTunes reviews. They help out the pod, so if you haven't left one yet, please do. Mention in your review something you love about your skincare routine, your favorite moment of Natch Butte, or song lyrics from your favorite 90s or late 2000s song. Don't forget to follow me at Jackie Michelle Johnson on Instagram, Michelle with one L. Follow Natch Butte and follow me on Twitter, even though I think Twitter's kind of canceled, right? I feel like we're all bailing on Twitter. They need to clean up their act and they need to verify me, but that's another story. At Jackie_Michelle with one L on Twitter in case you want to see what jokes I'm coming up with on the fly, okay? Sorry, that was really intense. Listen, I drank a smoothie and I'm feeling really good. Okay, let's get to Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte. Natch butte. Natch butte. Na 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 na. Natch butte. Oh yeah.
Hey, what I need is a good podcast, 'cause I'm feeling like a natch butte, and I need to feed the cream on my neck and my French fresh, because it's all I ever knew of a pod. Welcome to Natch Butte. You know, I kind of said some weird words there, but I completely raw-dogged that and didn't rehearse it, and I'm feeling okay about it, so we're going to continue. Honeys, get excited. We have a very special guest today on the pod. We have never had a beauty editor in here before, and we have one today, and I have so many questions that I already told her. I said we might have to talk fast so we can get everything in because I have so many questions. Oh, my God. So I think the best way to get to know somebody, the most accurate way to describe them, in my opinion, is to read their Instagram bio. So let me just say, this is who I have in here, okay? This is the Hello Giggles beauty editor, writer, Bruja Filipina, and top of her class at Satan School for Girls. Marie Lodi is here.
It's me. Hi.
Best Instagram bio ever, by the
way.
It's just so, it gives such a vibe to you.
Thank you.
So you're here, baby.
Yes, I'm here. I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so honored. I know that skincare and beauty is a passion. You share the passion with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in fact, your livelihood.
Yes.
And so we have so much to talk about.
We do.
Oh, my God. I have so many questions, and I didn't ask my honeys for questions. Normally I do, but I wanted to be greedy. I wanted all the questions to myself. So I think the we don't know each other. We know each other through Instagram because my friend Robin Von Swank, who took my photos for the Natch Butte artwork, she was like, you got to follow my friend Marie. Oh, my God. And so she told me to follow you, and I did. And I'm just, like, obsessed with everything you post, your life, your everything, your vibe, your clothes, everything.
Oh, my God.
Where do we even begin? I think just since we don't know each other that well, why don't you, like, tell us, like, how did you become a beauty editor? I know that might be a very loaded question, but it is a really cool, fun job. I'm sure when you go to your high school reunion, everyone's like, oh, my God, Marie is fucking slaying. Like, how did you start that career path, and how did you get to where you are today?
I really fell into it because I actually started writing professionally because I was a blogger. Like,
okay,
2008, when the silver era of blogging.
Yes, the Tumblr days.
Yes, it was before Tumblr.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
This is like, well, I had WordPress, but this is like a Blogspot. Mm-hmm. You know, this is old school.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my old blog was Agent Lover.
Which is your Instagram handle.
Yes.
And what does that name mean?
It's actually taken from the writer Francesca Leah Block. That book, Weetsy Bat, it was like my favorite book when I was in high school. And there's like a character called Secret Agent Loverman. And I love those two words together.
That's really cute.
So, yeah, and it's just so funny when people ask my Instagram name and my social media. I'm like, that's my old blog. I know it sounds weird.
I love that. I think we should all have more of a nostalgic choice. Like, I've always talked about how I wish my Instagram handle was my screen name from high school.
What was it?
It's me, Jackie03. I know it's stupid, but, you know, everybody has a funny, like, cute screen name.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like we should have a little bit more fun and irreverence with our Instagram handles.
That's
we all just started making them our name, and it's not that fun.
Okay, then I feel better.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so you were blogging. It was 2008.
Yes, and then
we were loving, like, let's see, Future Sex Love Sounds. There was some really great music in that time period.
It was a good time.
It was a great time.
And then from there, I started writing for Rookie, for Tavi Gevinson's blog. And so I was with them for a long time, like probably 5 years. And that's where I did, I was a style advice columnist. And that's where I did like my first beauty writing besides my blog. And then from there, it was like freelancing for Beautylish, Refinery, Racked, and then Jezebel I was with for a minute before going to Hello Giggles full time.
And very then, cool.
Yes. And then when I was at Hello Giggles, I was hired as a staff writer, and they really wanted to bring beauty as a focus. So then I built out the beauty team, and now I'm the senior beauty editor.
Yes! That's so cool! Yeah, I love Hello Giggles. We were speaking out in the green room area that I was one of the early adapters back when it was like beta.
Because, I love that.
Because Molly McAleer, one of the three original founders, is a friend of mine. And she was like, hey, we're making this website. And so I've been a huge Hello Giggles fan.
Yay.
So that's a very cool job. So I guess where should we even go? I know that you also, would you say you freelance write for other things?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do.
That's so cool that they don't like make you sign a paper that says, you're not allowed to go anywhere but us. You can still do other things because you're not just a beauty editor. You also just are a writer for hire.
Yeah, I kind of have a lot of different beats because before beauty, I was mostly like a style fashion writer and very like pop culture. Like my whole thing is fashion and film, which is like I have a podcast on that. So that's, I kind of do everything. I do like, I have a period foods blog. I write about weed. I've done stuff for Ember, which is the Mad Men and Paper magazine. So I kind of write about everything.
You have like, everything you named is so like true to my heart.
Yay.
And you're a Scorpio rising?
I am. I'm a Libra with Scorpio rising.
Are you excited?
Are you you're triple
I'm triple Scorpio.
Oh my God.
Can you believe I'm even alive?
I love
with this blood pulsing through my body right now?
You might be the first triple I've met. I know a couple doubles. So, hello.
Yeah. I wonder what Chuchi is because she's a Scorpio.
Oh.
But I don't know what her other two are.
Right.
Because I don't know what time she was born.
Okay.
So I could never really be, no, I guess.
But I love that she's a Scorpio.
She is. Well, when I met her and they told me her birthday was November 20th, I was like, oh, my birthday's November 21st. I was like, oh my God, we're moon sisters.
I love that.
Yeah. So we were, you know, born under a moon, a same moon. So, okay. Do you have a favorite piece you've ever written? And I asked this because just a few months ago, there was an article that went viral, hunty. I mean, this image of Christina Aguilera on the cover of Paper Magazine, her looking fresh, freckle-faced, young as hell, cute. They were going all around the internet. People were shook over it. And then I see Marie Lodi wrote the article, and I was like, oh my God, I follow her on Instagram. What? So I'm like, you hung out with freaking Christina? Like, what are you up to over here? So I'm not going to say you have to talk about that one, but like, what are some of, please talk about that one, like some iconic pieces you've gotten to do in your career. Christina,
I mean, she was, I really have to say, she was probably one of the best people I've interviewed because she made it really easy for me.
She's been doing it a long time.
She knows what to do. She just like was so free and like open with everything. She's amazing.
I loved all her answers. They were so like, I could tell she was very comfortable and having fun just based on the answers.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Did you go to her house?
I wish I did. I interviewed her actually on set for that shoot.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but that was
how really did you great. Handle that?
I don't know. I get really nervous all the time. Where it's a part where it's like, let's just get it over with. You know, like that's because that's probably like one of the biggest people I've interviewed, except like Dolly Parton on the phone and John Waters on the phone.
But
I was nervous really nervous with Dolly Parton, and that was on the phone. Like my stomach was hurt, and I was like, help.
Well, at least you didn't have to see her, so like it's a little more chill.
Yeah.
But like Christina, Dolly Parton are, I would say, equal to me.
Yeah, me
like,
too, me too.
Christina is so important to me that it hurts. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a pain deep in my heart for her.
Mm-hmm.
Strip changed my life.
Strip is amazing.
I just read this tweet that said something about how, like, millennials throw change my life around too much. But, honey, I'm not being hyperbolic. Strip changed my life. It was a very important piece of work to me, you know?
It was.
Christina was ahead of her time.
Yeah, she really was.
So anyway, that's cool. So you interviewed Dolly Parton. What a career you've got, baby.
I really am grateful for it because I did not finish college. I know, and I remember being like, how will I be a writer? Publishing is dead. And then the internet happened.
Yeah.
And
you adapted, baby.
I was like, okay, let me just, and I was, you know, just having fun. So that's like how it led, because before I moved to LA, I was working in the petroleum industry.
What?
Everyone's like, what the hell? Yes, I was working with a bunch of truck drivers, like working in the office for petroleum and then blogging on the side.
So, wow. Wow. How far you've come, baby.
Dreams come true.
You're wearing a velvet beret in July, honey. You have come a long
way. That's the roots. I'm hiding my roots for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would love to talk about your hair.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about my hair.
I mean, you have, would you call it like a Gwen Stefani platinum?
It's trying to be, yeah. But then it's really hard to yes. stay platinum when you have originally like super dark hair. So this is going to be mint green next, I think.
Oh, I'm so yeah. excited about that.
Yes. Before it was pink all of last year, mm-hmm. but I was like, let me switch it up.
It's hard to maintain pink too, though.
It is.
Are you an overtoner?
Right before I went to blonde, that's when I was like starting to get overtone. So I haven't mm-hmm. tried it yet, but I know that's the good stuff.
It is. It's great.
Okay.
I was hesitant because I was like, yeah, right. How good could it really be? But it's great.
Okay. They did send me stuff. Yeah. So I think they're watching. They know what I'm going to
yes.
do
yes. Overtone, we see you. Hi. They're like ninjas. Like, so I had Jay Kissa on here, who's a YouTuber, mm-hmm. and she talked about Overtone for like a minute, and they emailed me, and they were like, hey, you brought up Overtone. You want some? I'm like, I see you, Overtone. They're like little spies. They've got little pulses on everything.
I love it.
I do, too. Okay. So here's a question for somebody who's a beauty editor. I saw you just Instagrammed a photo, or it was on your story, of it looked like your desk at work, and it was completely covered in boxes, and you said, God. When she's been gone 4 days.
Yeah.
I've heard this come up on Fat Mascara. Yeah. They're two beauty editors.
Oh, yeah. Listen to them, too.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. I'm going on in August.
Oh, I know.
Yes,
I can't wait for that one.
We're doing a collab. You'll have to, like, teach me some cool things to say to them so I look professional. So they've talked about how much stuff gets sent to them. And
yeah.
I mean, what the fuck do y'all do with all that shit?
It's
You
insane.
Only have one damn face, Marie. You only got one face.
It's like, so crazy. I don't even know where to begin because, like, yeah. I get stuff sent to the office and then stuff to my apartment. And me and my husband are in a very small apartment. And it's just covered with beauty products. It's crazy. So it's like I test as much as I can. My team is very small. It's mm-hmm. me and my girl Friday, Alyssa, and she will test too. And then I'll just be like giving it to people to test.
Right.
Like giving it to my other coworkers and like friends, have my mom test stuff. Like it's so insane. Yeah, we because like you don't even know some of half the stuff that's coming.
Yeah, I mean, I get stuff, and I get stuff that I have right now at my house. I don't want to brag. I have like 3 totes full of unopened various mm-hmm. products, mm-hmm. and I give them away, giveaways for the yeah. pod. I give them as presents, mm-hmm. And I want to test everything, but I can't. I only have one damn face. And as you know, like if you vary up your routine too much, then your face can react.
Oh yeah,
and I can't be having no reactions, honey. I have to look cute. You know, I have a brand to maintain. Mm-hmm. Damn it, I'm Jackie Damn Johnson. I can't be rolling out of bed looking crazy because I tested some random oil I got sent from an Etsy store. You know. So I see you. Thank you, everybody. I really am so grateful that anybody sends me anything. Thank you for sending me stuff.
Me too.
Stuff.
Like, but it's a blessing and a curse.
It is. Yeah. And then all that damn crackle paper.
Okay, yeah, that's
what
one
is up
thing.
With that trend right now? You know those little crackles? Those little pieces of paper that are like wiggle squiggles?
Yes.
Why is that the thing now?
I have a lot of problem with the packaging. I really feel that needs to be addressed. And yes. I know that some people are like speaking up against that. I have gotten like a couple, like I've been noticing that there's been packaging that says this is completely like eco certified mm-hmm. or whatever. So that's great. But then there'll be a lot of plastic and, you know, like, what are we gonna do with that? So I'll try to like reuse it when I have to ship something.
Same.
But it's so excessive. I feel like there's got to be something that maybe I don't even know. Like, I know some of the PR brands are doing something about it, but
yeah,
it's not enough.
I think what's happened is, you know, now every time they send something out, they're getting, you know, the influencers and the editors and things are snapping the photos.
Uh-huh.
And the packaging is such a big deal now because the game is so strong.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
How often do you get sent something? And if it doesn't look that exciting, you just go, hey, does anybody want this? But if it's like cute,
oh, yeah.
then you keep it because you're like, oh, this has shelf appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the package is colorful and fun and there's all these things and you're like, oh, I want to snap this. So a company is like, well, shit, we got to put like $20 worth of fucking crackle paper in this fucking box.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like there needs to be a shift in the industry completely. Like, hey, why don't we chill out on the damn crackle paper? Mm-hmm. And why don't we just put something in the box?
Yeah.
And recyclable stuff. Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, baby, here's our product.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't have to be like all pink and glittery.
Right.
Like, it really doesn't. I think just at this point, I think we need to make a change, and it has to be like biodegradable or
yes.
something, please.
Something. I know. There's just so
Mother
much stuff.
Nature.
But isn't it fun to open everything? Because
oh, yeah.
I have like a mail brings me so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I don't think that's true for everybody in the world. But like getting the mail every day, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to like see what's in there. And then when there's nothing in there, I'm like, blah, blah. Not even just packages. I like
yeah.
getting envelopes. I don't know. So I can only imagine how fun it is. It's like Christmas every day,
it
opening
is.
All those boxes.
It is. Yeah, again, a blessing and a curse.
That's so fun. Okay, so let's talk about some of these bougie beauty parties and events
oh, yeah.
that you get to go on.
Yes.
The first one I want to ask you about is you took a photo with Spencer Pratt at the Wet
yes.
n' Wild party. And I think it was like their new kind of summer launch for all their like
yeah.
hummingbird stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, Wet n' Wild doesn't give a shit about me. And I've
what?
Tried so hard to get on their radar, and they just don't care. I'm too small of a fish.
No way.
But you don't even know how many people bought that damn liquid cat suit because of me. I mean, thousands.
Okay, because they're cruelty-free.
They are.
That's,
yes.
Okay, no, we have to we got to fix this.
I want to go to the damn hummingbird party, Marie.
You should have been there.
I went up to their, like, VP of marketing or something at BeautyCon, which I understand is not the best place to, talk shop, because there's literally 12-year-olds with blinding highlight, you know, knocking you down every corner.
Mm-hmm.
But I just said to her, I was like, I have a podcast. At the time, I was like, I'm the number one beauty pod, which I was. And I was like, hey, everybody loves liquid cat suit. I'm vegan. I'm cruelty-free. And she was like, oh, cool. But it wasn't the right time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was busy. Like I said, 12-year-olds with blinding highlight everywhere you look. But I just want them to know me. Okay. But that's another thing. So tell us like about these events. And then I want to hear about that Lush event you just did.
Oh,
because
yes.
that looked crazy.
Yes. There's events all the time.
Yeah.
And I've had to like calm down. The past couple weeks, I think I've been trying just to go like one or two a week.
Because this industry loves to celebrate itself.
They do.
They love to celebrate
and it's
themselves.
It's a lot of fun. But then like you just, you know, it's fun, but it's still work and you get burnt out.
Yes.
And that was happening to me. And then I like took a vacation. I went to Big Sur, hugged some trees, got all up in the nature.
I love Big Sur.
It's amazing.
It's so beautiful.
So beautiful. Yeah, and then when I came back, I was like, okay, let me just chill. Let me just
yeah.
chill a minute.
Yeah,
because it can get overwhelming, but they are very fun and glamorous, and you feel like a celebrity walking
mm-hmm.
down the little carpet. Yeah, it can be pretty amazing. And, you know, like now there's so many influencers, too, so
right.
it's just like a huge party. In LA, I think there's only a handful of us beauty editors, so we all like know each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like our little group. And then all the influencers, and then we're usually like the ones that come early because we're tired.
Right. You come early, you get the food, and then you take your photo and you get the fuck out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Tell us when it launches, give us the pricing, and okay, see you later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, how did you meet Spencer Pratt?
Well, Spencer, okay, so he is like the OG crystal man,
yes.
which I've always appreciated. And I met him, yeah, was at that event.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a big hummingbird guy.
Yes.
And so that launch was hummingbird themed, and I remember like proceeds were going to the foundation.
Yay.
I forget what the foundation is called.
Hummingbirds of America?
Something like that. So that's why he was there
mm-hmm.
with his wife and little baby.
And how cute are they, by the way?
So cute.
I mean, we all said it wouldn't last. Shame on us.
Look at them.
Shame on us.
They have beat every other couple.
I'm telling you, they sure have.
Yeah. So, and then he had his hat. He was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
I tried to get him on Attribute.
Oh.
And, Spencer has open DMs on Snap.
Mm-hmm.
And I just DM'd him and was like, you need to come on Attribute. And he was like, yeah, cool. But it's hard to follow through with somebody on Snaps.
Yeah.
And I got an email address through a friend of a friend. And I think it ended up being like an old one or he just never responded. Either way, I tried to get him because I want him to come on here and tell us about like what's in his bag. What does he use?
Yeah. Because
he's an open book.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you run into him at another party, I'm going to make you give him my card.
I'm trying to get him to come do something with me, too.
Yes. He would be great for Hello Giggles. He is Hello Giggles. I mean, shit. So tell me about this Lush event you were just at.
Oh, yes.
Were you at like a Lush retreat or something?
I was in Vancouver. So I love, 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 love Lush. Yes. They're like one of my favorite brands to work with. I love their message, their product. I mean, they're just like... Oh, they're amazing. And so I was lucky to go to their HQ in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. How cool.
So freaking cool. I told them about you, by the way. I was like,
you
I'm coming
did?
On that show.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Get ready, because I know I'm going to talk about you.
Again, they don't know me.
And I may have some presents for you.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, Lush came up on my pilot on the very first episode of Natch B with Esther.
Ah.
We talked about Lush, and I got so many emails of Lush employees coming at us.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I got to connect you with them because I was like, it's a perfect match.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so I was there. We did a tour of the factory, and I've been there before. I did like a video with Hello Giggles and stuff.
Wait, you got to go in the
make
factory?
Some stuff.
I saw a picture of you dressed like a big bath bomb.
That's right.
Yes. So there was some costuming involved in this trip.
It's like the people that work there. It's like that's got to be a dream because it's so much fun and they're so like supportive and I love it. Yeah. So I went. I made a couple products, got my own shirt. They put me to work. It was like my summer job.
You know when you buy a Lush, I like the Celestial Moisturizer.
Uh-huh.
If you flip it on the bottom, there's a little photo. It's like a cartoon sticker. It says, made by Jonathan. Did you like meet the people on the stickers?
I met them. I saw them putting the stickers on there. I met some of them. It was really, they're the compounders.
Wow.
It's really cool. Okay, wait. Have you tried Sleepy, the lotion Sleepy?
No.
Okay, it's my number one favorite. And I brought it for you.
Oh my God! You know, I've been trying to lotion more.
Okay.
I feel like I've been going to bed with hand cream every night.
Okay.
Because I wash my hands like a psychopath. Like, I wash my hands 1,000 times a day for, like, a minute straight. Like, my hands are dry. And so at night, now I'm getting in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the lotion. I'm doing the feet.
Yes.
I'm trying to, like, you know, keep this body supple, honey. Yes. Yes. Keeping it moist. Keeping it emollient. Yes.
Do you have trouble sleeping ever?
Oh, honey, I couldn't sleep at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Last night.
I have this.
PMS, you know.
Okay, well,
it'll
this is going to...
It'll get you.
Well, this is going to fight that. Because I will put this on,
mm-hmm.
and I literally fall asleep. Like, it's like a baby. It's so good. It's called Sleepy Body Lotion.
It's like a swaddle.
It has lavender. Mm. Oh, my gosh. You're going to be in heaven.
Oh, my God.
And then I got you the spray version. Twilight.
Oh,
you just spritz
the name.
That, and that helps me sleep too. And then I threw in a little bath oil for your teeth.
Yay! Thank you. Straight from the Lush factory, fresh as it can be, honey.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. So, I've always wanted to go in a lab. Did you see on Instagram all the influencers are at the Ofra lab right now?
Oh, they are.
And they're all in the
Ooh.
Factory with like the hair nets and the goggles and the
Ooh.
Whole thing, and they got to make their own palettes.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that.
Did you get to do that in Lush? Did you wear little goggles and a coat and everything?
They gave me a shirt.
Okay.
I put my gloves on,
yep.
and I was making the angels and bearskin, rolling it like a burrito. They were putting us to work there. It's pretty cool. The other factory I've been to was ColourPop,
mm-hmm. wow.
which is in my hometown
Illuminati.
Of Oxnard.
I'm so impressed they let you in. Did you have to know the secret password?
I think, you know, I said, I'm from Oxnard,
yes.
whatever. I threw that in there. Yeah. So, because I remember we did, I think it was a Facebook Live for Hello Giggles, and we learned how to make the little eyeshadow and stuff. It's fun. It's fun.
The most impressive thing about ColourPop is that everything is made in-house,
mm-hmm.
and yet their price points are so affordable. Most
yes.
makeup that's that affordable is made overseas,
uh-huh.
but they make everything, even their packaging, I believe, they make out
it's
of their
everything
factory.
There. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's so but it's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I love their palettes. There is no
mm-hmm.
stronger game out there
mm-hmm.
for the price. I mean— Come at me. Come at me. Hi, ColourPop. Do you know old Jackie J? Another brand that doesn't know who I am. Hi. It's fine, you know.
It's just a matter of time. I'm telling you.
Listen, they should just all become my best friend. That's all I got to say. Okay. We're going through everything pretty quick. Great. I have a question. Are there any... You know how controversial the beauty world can be sometimes.
Yes.
I feel like every other week there's a post on an Instagram account for a brand and they're canceled, or they release a product that leaves people out, or, you know, it's just it's the Wild West out there. Are there any brands that you won't support or won't write about, like bar none, like done, closed deal? Yeah.
Yeah. Lime Crime.
Yeah.
I won't. Yeah. That's that's probably it. I just have never gotten on board with Lime Crime.
Yeah.
Never tried it, as cute as it is.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, what color is that lipstick? And they'll be like, oh, that's Lime Crime. And I'll be like, okay.
Yeah. I a couple months ago declared on Natchbute that I was, after just so many comments and people questioning it, I ended them. But I will say, you know, they just got bought.
I know.
And all the anti-Lime Crime blogs are turning over their names because they're like, we have no reason to be mad anymore, which is very interesting.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad we're bringing this up. I never have anybody in here that, like, knows enough intel to have this conversation because, you know, it's a new company. They got rid of, they've cleaned their nose. They're turning around. The problematic CEO or whatever is out completely.
Sure.
I don't know.
I mean, when I don't know, like, how you cannot think about her and she's the one that made all the money off it.
Right. Yeah.
So
it's crazy. I was thinking about this the other day. I think about makeup a lot. And I was thinking about, like, before we were born, I don't even know when this was, but, you know, like, Jack in the Box got sued for making, like, dog food in their burgers or something. Well, yeah, because Purina owned Jack in the Box. I don't know. I shouldn't speak on it if I don't know the specifics, but this is kind of how the folklore of, like, these companies and their bad PR, this is how things happen, is because we hear things and then they, you know, here she said, she said, they get telephoned around. But, like, everyone got over that and, like, rebranded. And I'm not saying that that is anything close to Lime Crime in their past grievances. I'm just saying brands can, you know, turn over a new leaf.
We'll see. Because
let's keep our eye on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there was a lot of
A lot of crime. A lot of crime in the lime, honey. Yes. And I'm so happy that you brought that up because, again, I don't get a lot of people in here who, like, know the tea.
Yeah. And I, like, I know, like, maybe I people be like, ooh, why is she, you know, she should she be saying it? But, you know, that's it.
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing. You have to take a stance.
Yeah.
And we don't support a lot of brands in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, annoyed at I just feel like if you put out too much personal information, if you're a brand owner, eventually something you will do we won't agree with, and it'll be annoying.
Yeah.
It's better to just stay faceless like ColourPop. It's
mysterious.
I don't know what the woman who owns ColourPop went as for Halloween in her teen years. I don't know if she vaccinates her kids. I don't know. Maybe we should keep it that way. I don't know.
You know, mystery is something that we don't have anymore.
There is an allure.
Yeah.
Honey,
like,
yes.
And then let's, like, learn about it later, like 50 years from now with a tell-all book.
That and get those money payments.
Okay.
Get the payments on the book. I want to write a book. Isn't
you
that
should.
Fun?
I know. I do too.
You know, it's not, you know, you can self-publish these days.
True, true.
Okay, you wrote this article for Hello Giggles, and it's called What I Do With My Face Ain't None of Your Damn Business.
Oh, yes. That was the response.
And I loved it.
Thank you.
The article that you were referring to, what was it called?
It came out a few months ago. Yeah.
It was a hater. Like, a hater aid. The hater aid was strong and brewed, baby.
It was like the skincare con or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, oh, man, everyone was talking about that.
I was so mad at it.
Yeah.
It pissed me off.
I was like, this person has never tried a good mask.
That person is a hater.
Yeah.
And also, I remember there was this article going around about Queer Eye, and it was basically just saying it wasn't that great. And Emily Gordon Instagrammed.
Oh,
she's the best. She was like, you know, I used to work for, I don't remember, she used to blog or work for something, and she was like, you know, there would be something hit that everybody would be talking about and loving, and our editor would email us and go, does anybody want to write, like, a hate piece on this to get views?
Oh.
And she put that out there, and I was like, yeah, this person probably, they were just clickbaiting us, you know what I mean? So because beauty and skincare is so big right now, maybe they were like, I'm going to write something snarky about it and get everybody to share it.
Well, worked.
It sure did, baby.
Damn, okay.
Because can you just, for people who haven't read that article, kind of give the cliff notes of what you were writing about?
I was basically defending our right to routine and, you know, our right to do whatever we want. Like, you know, for our self-care, even like no matter what. I just feel like even if it's some kind of fancy bougie ass thing, like, and if it makes you feel good, like, do it.
Yeah.
I just don't like someone, but I really don't think this person has tried anything good. I'm like, how can you not? I don't know. I don't know that person's life.
Right.
But yeah, basically, I was just defending my skincare routine, your skin routine, anything that we want to do.
I agree.
Beauty wise.
I mean, I wouldn't have a damn job if people didn't want to do skincare. Right. We'd be out on, we'd be working at the petroleum company. We'd work at the damn petroleum fields.
We'd be riding that truck.
We would. We'd be riding that truck, but we would put sunscreen on.
That's right.
We certainly would put sunscreen on. Okay. I think this might be one of the last things I have. And then I want to get into your bag.
Okay.
Because, you know, I can only imagine what you use. I'm so excited. Okay. The one thing I was going to ask you is you did an article for Hello Giggles about the vampire facial.
Yes.
And I have been thinking about doing one forever. Ugh. And I'm so on the fence for, like, I'm like, does it even do anything? I want to know your experience and if you think I need to do it. Did it change your life?
It did not.
Okay, good to know. Yep,
it was very painful.
Oh!
For five days afterward, my skin was so dry. I couldn't wear any makeup. Like, I had to use very, like, light-sensitive skincare. I broke out like the fourth day. I was just a hot mess.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, afterwards I was like, okay, I do kind of see, but you know, is it true? Do I see anything? I feel like it's the kind of thing that you would have to do multiple sessions, which is what they told
me. Ain't cheap.
There is so expensive. I think it would have been like I mean, we did it for a video. Obviously they like comped us, but it would have probably been like over $1,000. Like who's going to do that? And then some people, they said that some people will do it like twice a month, but I'm like, but you're 5 days.
I know you have to heal.
Yeah.
At a commission.
You have to be, you know, one of those elusive rich people to
do
that.
I kind of am. I there are days and days where I don't leave my house when there's no auditions now. So yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And
so,
for people who don't know, it's a PRP. Is that what they call it?
Yes, it's a PRP, platelet rich something facial.
Yeah.
And they're basically withdrawing your own blood. They withdrew it out of my arm. And that's already creepy because I'm only used to that kind of thing at the doctor. And then they put it in a centrifuge and like separate the like blood cells or whatever and then put it back into your skin. It's supposed to like you are healing yourself basically. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, that's insane. What are we doing? What are we doing? I mean, that's fucking crazy. The men in the control room cannot believe that. Yeah. It's like, are we that bored? Is there nothing else to do?
There's plenty of really weird facials out there.
I've watched a lot of the geisha facial.
Oh.
With the bird poop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would rather have bird poop on my face than my own goddamn blood.
Yeah.
I don't like blood. And I feel like I need all the blood I have. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a pretty frail person. I'm vegan. I don't have that much iron in my body. You know, I need it. I need my own damn blood. So that sounds crazy. I don't know, though. I have a friend who just won't shut the fuck up about it. Like, I need to do it, do it,
so
do it.
So are they doing it on
the
reg?
She looks great, but she did before. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Have you ever gotten a peel?
I haven't yet. Yeah.
I did one last year and I hated it.
Really?
Oh my God.
Was it painful?
It purged my zits. I had more zits on my face than I've ever had.
Oh.
And I was just like, get these off of me. Ooh. It was crazy. And then it didn't, I don't think it made me look any better.
Damn.
So
people swear by them.
I just want to even my complexion.
Me too.
I just want to even out. And my under eye area, I am interested in kind of getting that texture to go away.
Yeah.
Not the wrinkles. I don't mind the wrinkles. I have like those, you know, those little oil glands?
Oh, yeah.
Mine are like gigantic.
Mm.
And I'm sure nobody really notices, but I see them in photos and I'm like, get these motherfuckers off me. But every dermatologist is like, nah, can't do anything. I'm like, we can't do anything. We're putting fucking blood on our faces and y'all can't do shit for my damn oil glands? What the hell are we doing? There's got to be something, but several of them have been like, no. One of them was like, maybe in a few years there'll be something. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
I'm going to look into this for you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. You have the resources to help. Okay. Let's pop open these bags, baby. Okay. So what did you bring? Are these things you love? Like your favorite products?
This was really hard because I just try so many different things all the time, which is not good, but I have to.
Same. Yeah.
Ugh. So I was like, okay, what are my faves? Let me just bring those.
Yes.
Here I go. This is a bag that Drunk Elephant sent me.
Oh, okay. You know they are stingy with their PR. They are stingy with their PR. I don't know. I think it's just because they're like, no, our products are hot shit and everybody buys them. I don't need to try. Because I think they did just recently do a thing out because I saw Jay Kissa had one and I DM'd her and I was like, oh my God, they're so stingy with their PR.
Oh.
But...
Hmm. Well,
I love their stuff.
They're really good. They're my
faves. Oh, yeah, they're the best.
I use their Bestie Jelly Cleanser. That was like my favorite cleanser that came out last year.
Wow.
And that's the kind of thing I like to use when I have like a lot of makeup. Like I want to really wash my face good. That's the one that I will go to. I didn't bring that one.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
Their retinol? The one in the AHA, BHA, like the pink, the pink top.
Yes.
I love the packaging.
Yeah.
I love the smell. I don't know. I love it.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. Okay.
So that's a drunk elephant bag.
Yes.
That is cute. When you walked in, I go, damn, that is cute. It's like a hot pink clear plastic so you can see what's inside it. Very cute.
I mean, I was going to roll up with my suitcase, like I said. I'm like, what am I bringing?
Yeah, I don't want you to have to just put your back out, you know?
Okay, should I start skincare? Should I just go random?
Like... I think, you know what? Let's just pull stuff out.
Okay.
Let's just see where we're at.
All right.
I am so excited. I don't know what the hell that is.
This is, have you heard of those like acne patches?
Yeah, the COSRX ones are what all my honeys love. Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't used that one, but I've been using Mighty Patch. I think it's the same idea.
Yeah.
And this is cruelty-free too. But yeah, these are great. When I got a zit, I just pop them on. And sometimes like people won't even notice that you have them on. Like, well, I'll wear them at work and like no one noticed except Alyssa because she sits right next to me. But yeah. And then by the end, I want to know how it works.
Well, that's I want to know. Okay. So back in the day, I was all about that Biore life.
Yes.
The strips.
Right.
There were like these little pods that got hot and you like put them on your face and then wiped them wet. And then Biore had these is all from YM Magazine. Like if there was an ad, I bought it.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, you know, the size of a nickel. Mm-hmm. And they were little acne patches and you put them on. And then in the morning, basically it just ripped the top of them off. So like you'd wake up with like an open wound.
Okay.
So do these take off the top or do they actually like dissolve the pimple away? Like, do you know what I mean?
They somehow pull out the white. So like you will take them off and then you'll see like the little white head. It's weird. I need to know. I got to figure out the science behind it. But I love it.
Excellent.
So that's like one of my go-to when I break out.
Very
which is kind of happening right now.
Me too, girl. PMS. I'm telling you, the game is strong.
Skin Iceland.
Yes!
One of my favorite brands.
Love them.
Also because it's Iceland and I love Iceland. One of my favorite places to go. But yeah, these are like my eye gel patches that I always bring when I travel.
Rachel Bloom uses those.
Oh!
Yep. So, little insider tip for everybody. Hollywood celebrity, Rachel Bloom.
Okay, I got a lot of stuff in here. I'll try to go quick.
No, don't go quick. We're doing...
Oh, there goes my purse, but that's okay.
Was broken. Is there anything fragile in there? Okay.
No, it's my phone.
We're not in a hurry, baby. We got 20 minutes left, okay? We are doing good.
Good, okay.
What could that be?
Ola Henriksen.
Is that how you say that?
That's what I just learned.
Oh,
it's Ola.
I say O like a damn bumpkin.
That's what I thought. I said ole.
Yeah. Ole, ole.
Yeah, so Ola Henriksen, also cruelty-free.
Yes.
This is the new cold plunge pore mask. And I brought this when I went to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I did a double mask with this and just to get all that detox my skin or whatever. And then I used Glow Recipe's new watermelon sheet mask, did that over, and my skin was so soft after.
I want some of that. I just am too cheap. Glow Recipe's so...
This one?
It ain't cheap. Yeah, I don't know how much that one is, but Glow Recipe.
Well, that's a sheet mask. So that's like, that's like $8.
Yeah,
I
need to get it because their stuff smells like straight up Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
Watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
It's good. I think they only have three things right now.
Yeah, they came out with, it was just that water mask, and then they came out with something else.
Blueberry cleanser.
Yes.
I use that in the shower.
Mm-hmm. And then the sheet mask.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, wow, double masking.
That's
the game is strong
masking.
Over here.
I mean, when I'm good, sometimes, you know, she can be lazy, but...
Hey, that's... The game is strong, okay? Two masks.
Tatcha is another one of my top fave skincare.
Is that... Hold on. Dewy Skin Mist?
Yes.
Yes.
Use this.
I bought that once again. Not cheap.
No.
Do
not cheap.
Do you get cheap. Tatcha PR?
I do. I have a...
You're blessed! You are
I can't complain.
Yes!
Yeah, I think most of this disclaimer is free.
Hey, it's
free.
Your job. It's your job. Did you like that silk canvas everybody was using?
The silk canvas primer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't use primers all the time.
Yeah.
So sometimes I use it, and right now I've been using Kat Von D's primer.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, I was using Dr. Brandt Pours No More for a very long time. But I also use Tatcha, the water cream gel moisturizer. That's like my fave. Like I always use that. How's your skin? Is it oily or dry?
It's dry.
Okay.
I thought I was normal. But then I was like, you know, when you look in the mirror after putting makeup on and it's just like really cracking in there. Like it's like putting paint on like a real dry wall with like a lot of little creases in the wall. And then I was like, wait, maybe I am dry.
You know,
so I'm dry, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the gel moisturizers are really good for
oily skin. You're right. Yeah.
But they do have another one. I haven't tried yet because it's for drier skin. But you know what? Do you use Charlotte Tilbury at all? Have you tried her?
I haven't, but only because I'm cheap.
She is very expensive.
But the colors are
gorgeous. They're so good.
You know that dry mask?
Yeah.
What the hell is up with that?
Oh, I know.
How could that work?
I know. That one I'm really intrigued.
It's like a sheet mask, but it doesn't have any like wet essence. It's just like paper.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's fantastic, and it's like $40.
People love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that PR.
I probably have one around, and I gotta use it. But I feel like Magic Cream, that would be really good for you.
They're like Charlotte Tilbury?
Yeah, the moisturizer.
I'll look into it. Next time I see you, I'll update you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I gotta show this new thing that I just got.
I cannot wait.
You know, Miranda Kerr has a skincare line.
Yes, it's like organic.
Cora Organics.
Yeah, I saw her on Jimmy Kimmel talking about it.
Okay, yeah. So it's really good. I like a lot of stuff. She came out with this rose quartz facial massager. So you could put on your like serum and just like massage it in.
Cute.
You know, it's like
a little extra, but I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here for it.
I love rose quartz. It's like one of my favorite stones to work with. So
yeah.
I was like, and Miranda Kerr, I'm like, okay, let me just pretend I'm you.
Have you seen her in person?
Yeah, I've interviewed her a couple times. She's so nice.
She looks so pretty that it's like,
oh God.
I just am like, are you a real person or are you like a holograph of my mind or something?
So gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I took a picture with her and I was like, God damn it, why did you do that?
That's a tall order.
Yeah, I was like, that was rude of me.
I, you know, she freaking married Orlando Bloom and now she's married to the Snapchat guy. I mean,
yeah.
But then the real thing is she's the prize.
She's the prize
of both of those schlubs.
Oh, yeah. She's wonderful.
And making her money with her products. Yeah, I think it's like an organic Australian beauty. It's very exciting.
I want to get more into that.
Very cool. All right. I have a rose quartz jade roller, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Skin Gym Co.
Yes, I have that one, too.
It's so cute. If it's pink, I'm going to buy it, damn it.
Me, too.
Yes.
Pink sisters.
Yes.
Okay, where do I go? OG, another good organic brand.
I don't know that one.
They're a little new. I think they came out last year, but I love their little lip balm.
It looks like a crayon or something.
You just throw it in your bag, just put that on.
Cute. I love the idea of a lip balm in a crayon.
Yes.
That's so fun.
So easy.
Also
for lip stuff, Sarah Happ, also cruelty free.
Why don't I know that?
Marie, you
know everybody.
I'm learning ya.
You sure are. Can I come to the Hell Giggles office?
Oh my God, please come.
Can I play in all the crackle paper from your VR presence? I'll do snow angels in it.
Oh my
God. It'll be so fun. And you can do a boomerang of me and post
it. I love it. You should come.
Yes.
So Sarah Happ actually invented the lip scrub.
What?
She is the OG.
Honey.
Yes. And so I like to use her lip scrub. She recommends doing it in the morning, which is smart because then it's ready for like your lipstick during the day. And then I use her lip slip at night. And then I'll put it on at night. In the morning, my lips are soft and it still has some of it on. It's really nice.
Nice. Is that what that little one next to it is? That bigger one you put on there? What's that?
My
Come on.
Bad.
Don't scrimp on me, Marie. I need to know everything. She pulled out a little pod and just put it on the table. Like, she wasn't
so
going to talk
stuff.
About it. I'm telling you.
Eminence is another organic, Lux Organic brand that I'm like starting to learn. My friend Lenore is like really into them. I think it's Dita Von Teese's favorite too.
Okay,
so.
She isn't aging.
No.
What has she done?
Well, she stays out of the sun. We know that.
She sure does. But I mean, she looks incredible. I haven't seen her in person, but she's timeless. I mean.
She drinks her green juice.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do something where I just like pretend I'm her and like do everything that she does.
Oh,
We'll see. We'll see how
well
I do.
Have you met her before?
I'm like, did I? I did long time ago before like my job. I think she was at, it was a Betty Page. It was my friend Lenora. She threw a Betty Page art show. And and she was there. Yes.
Is she petite? She looks
petite.
She is.
But Eminence, this is actually a clear skin probiotic mask that I love. Ooh. Yeah, they're really good.
I love probiotics. Mm-hmm. They've changed my life. So oh, yeah. I'll saw them on my damn face.
In and out.
Yes.
Okay, where
What's
do we go?
Next?
This is one that I'm just testing right now. It's the new Milk Kush.
Okay,
Kush
I
mascara.
Need, I want that.
Okay.
And did you see now they have a brow too?
Yes.
I want milk, call me, milk. I know I'm vegan, but milk. But they're vegan. They're all vegan.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I'm actually wearing this today. It's like my first, I was like, I haven't even tested this yet. So,
yeah.
So far, so
that
good.
Was a hot PR moment. If like a month ago, like
it
I
was.
Saw all the, I saw all the YouTubers opening
oh, yeah.
that package. It was real cute. Did you get the Kush brow gel too?
I did. I just got that.
Yeah.
So I got to test that one.
Yes. I'm looking, I'm in the market.
For a mascara?
For a new brow gel.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the market.
Have you tried any of the Kat Von D brow products?
No. The
okay.
color isn't right.
Really? There's so millions
I
of
I know,
them.
But she has a friggin' Ronald McDonald red.
Yep.
And then she has like walnut brown and dark brown. I need an auburn.
An auburn?
She's gonna make colors for the clowns, but she ain't gonna make a color for
I
a fucking redhead.
There's an auburn.
There isn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
I'm
There's so
you.
Many of them.
Well, plus, you know, the whole vaccination thing. I don't know. I'm on a break for her right now. I'm on a break from her.
Okay. Yeah. I'm, cause I love Kat Von D.
Yes.
Love
yes.
them.
Same.
I am just.
I'm telling you, it's rough out there.
I'm like, I
it's
can't.
Just rough.
I know.
Be like ColourPop. Don't post about every goddamn thing you do. It polarizes people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, so I'll skip over all my Kat Von D stuff.
No, you can totally talk about it. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
I just really want a new brow gel. That's all.
Okay.
I just want a brow gel. That I think I want that Kush one. I want to. You
okay.
gotta tell me if
I'll
you like
tell
it.
You.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. Because I know benefits not
no.
CF. So okay.
But I love that you know.
Yes,
I love that you know because of your job.
Yeah. It's yeah. It's my
You're
job.
You're the perfect
and
guest.
And I like to know. I like
yes.
to know also.
Yes.
I'm not 100%, but you know I try to do.
Yeah.
As much as
I'm
I can.
Very impressed so far of all your knowledge. Hello, Giggles. Give her a damn raise.
Okay.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I don't. You know what? I don't have. Any two-face.
What?
I
okay.
know. And they're so cute.
They're so cruelty-free.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge thing.
I had one of those melted lipstick. What are they called?
Melted matte?
I hear they're fantastic.
Yes.
I bought the Candy Johnson one from
oh,
last year.
Oh, yes.
And I ended up giving it to my sister because she was like, I want a light nude. And I was like, you know how many lipsticks I have? Take it. And then I have the Candy Johnson banana powder, which
uh-huh.
I love, but it's a little too yellow for me.
Okay, yeah.
I'm neutral undertone.
Mm-hmm.
So again, probably gave that to my sister too. But
okay.
I love their vibe.
Yeah, they're great. I
yeah.
mean, it's so cute.
So what's that little heart one? That's
so
cute.
So this is the blush. This is the blush.
Cute.
That, yeah.
Cute.
So adorable, right?
That is, it looks like a little Polly Pocket.
Exactly.
Very cute.
Okay. I'm like, it's like, did I even make a dent in this?
Hey, keep pulling, baby. This is great. Because you literally, you have essentially everything at your disposal. So if you really like something, that says a lot.
That's true.
Because you
that
try and
true.
See it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Come on. Give
okay.
yourself some credit over here, Marie.
All right.
Okay.
Pat on the back
yes.
myself. Fenty is a big one for
yes.
me.
Oh my God. I'm so into Fenty.
Love the foundation.
Mm-hmm,
it's
me
just
too.
One of my top favorites. When I usually like to do a mid to full coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my go-to almost daily. And well, not every day. But then I love the red lipstick,
yep.
the Stunna Lip Paint. I know she's coming out with some of those soon. She's got to be.
She just, that new launch she just
Moroccan?
Did. I want everything.
Oh,
the
yeah.
I love bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, everything is adorable.
Yes, and there's a liquid, because I'm like such a big liquid eyeliner person. So I'm really hoping it's good.
I trust her.
Me too. She's
have
just
you tried
everything.
Everything in the line pretty much?
Yes, except I haven't tried the powder.
You know those like little blotting strips or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was just funny because they look like rolling papers.
Right. Well, you know, the milk ones are really
yes.
rolling papers. Yeah, I love that.
That's dope.
Yes,
I love that.
Very cool.
Marc Jacobs is
cruelty free.
Yes, because
mm-hmm.
I think all
it's
Kendo,
own,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So,
like, can we tell everybody what that is? Kendo?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Kendo is a parent company of Fenty, Marc
mm-hmm.
Jacobs, Kat Von D,
Bite Beauty, and Hoola.
I love Bite Beauty too.
Hoola Henriksen.
Yeah.
I think that might be the five.
That's not a bad.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah, and they're all cruelty free, which
mm-hmm.
is great.
Yes. Yeah, so I love this Marc Jacobs lipstick. This is my neutral.
Because
I don't really do nudes.
Yeah.
So I'll do a pink as a neutral.
Yep. I love that.
Yes. Urban Decay. I'm not a big gloss person.
Oh,
but...
I remember when those glosses came out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been, you know, playing around with that. Getting a lot of glosses. Like, it's so big right now.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at it. I was so anti-gloss for a long time.
Yeah,
I think because
me too.
When we were growing, I'm just assuming we're around the same age.
I think I'm older than you.
But like in the 90s and the early 2000s, yeah. It was like gloss.
Yes.
And then when the matte lips came out, I was like, fuck gloss, I'm doing the matte.
Uh-huh.
It was so exciting. This mm-hmm. liquid lip that doesn't come off no matter what you do. You can suck your husband's dick. You can do whatever. And now I'm like done. I'm like ready for the glosses.
Back to the gloss.
You know,
it's just a circle.
It sure is. Fashion is cyclical. Oh, yes.
Stila, who's now cruelty free.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So this, okay. So I'm loving this. I've been just putting this, Magnificent Metals. It's like a liquid glittery eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. Just pop that on my eyelids. Do a winged eye. It's so quick.
I have Sea Siren, the like pink one.
Okay.
The pink one of those.
The one thing though that's like new for me is I'm kind of getting glitter guilt.
Okay.
I'm having straw guilt,
you know? Yep.
And glitter guilt. And now I'm like, I need to know, is everything plastic glitter? Like,
yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know. I feel like the mica glitters are okay, right?
Okay.
Or no?
Well, so this is where it's getting really confusing because I'm doing so much research on it. The mica is okay, but there is like ingredients in like some of these products that show mica where it has like the banned, super long scientific name. Like they're, mm-hmm. They're, I can't even pronounce them. So that's like something I'm kind of like really looking into now. It's hard, but it's like, oh man, we're going to have to give up. All the glitter, it's getting into the oceans.
Same with the sunscreen.
Yep.
The sunscreens are in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's so crazy is that it's 2018 and no one's ever told us this yet? It's like, really? We could, I don't know.
We could have stopped this.
It makes me very wary of FDA
mm-hmm.
and just cosmetic. I'm like, real. It's like with everything else. Remember everybody was smoking cigarettes in the 60s and then they're like, wait a minute, these are going to kill you.
Yeah.
What? You know, it's just like, whatever. I don't know what the hell's going on, but I hear you on that.
Yeah.
But P.S., nobody used straws. I've been like an anti-straw person for like years now.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. I'm like starting to just really, say no, but I have to like keep thinking about it, It's
every server is like conditioned to put a straw. And my husband and I will go, can I get a water? No straw?
Right.
And you have to like look them in the eye and like go emphatically, no straw. And they're like, okay. And they walk away and I come back and they have a straw in the drink and they go, oh, I'm so sorry. It was like muscle memory. So they pull it out. And I'm like, motherfucker, that's still going in the landfill.
Still going.
Might as well let me keep it. So it's rough.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend everybody stop using straws. There are great metal ones. And I know it sounds like metal. Am I a prospector? Listen, the metal straws are so cool. You sip that water and it's so cooling and fantastic.
Mm.
The glass straws break. If you drop them, then you're boned.
Oh, yeah.
But the metal ones don't break and they come in all kinds of girths. I have a boba metal straw that I keep in my car in my I'm like a plastic Nazi.
I love it.
Wait, is that okay to say? I'm like a plastic. I'm anti-plastic as much as I can be. Obviously, my beauty products and shit, that doesn't count, but I'm doing my damn best. Everybody do your damn best. That's your PSA for the day.
Okay, I have like most of the same brands that we talked about. It looks like I am pretty loyal to my brand.
That's great. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, like I got Charlotte Tilbury in here. I got my Tarte Shape Tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tarte Shape Tape. This has come up on several. I never bought it.
Okay.
I never bought it.
It took a while for me.
Really? Because I just put it on my hand at Ulta, which, listen, my hand is very dry. That's why I need this slush lotion you got
me. Mm-hmm.
But it just sunk into all my little cracks. And I was like, well, this isn't that great. But everybody loves it.
Yeah. I mean, it is pretty full coverage.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay.
I've been using this Laura Mercier one.
Oh, I love Laura Mercier.
It's like Laura Mercier Ultimate Coverage Concealer or something. And it is a layer of paint. In the best way.
Mm.
You put it on and you just don't move and then it'll dry and it's like you just painted your office wall. It's like, damn, my damn eyes look great. So I'm loving that one. I got to get me a Shape Tape.
Yeah,
it's about
time. It is.
Because now it's like easy to get. Do you remember when it was like crack? Like people were selling them at like MacArthur Park at 2 a.m.? Like it was like a big deal. But now you can just like get one.
Nail polish.
Oh, yeah.
My fave brand is Floss Gloss,
Cute! I feel like I've seen that, but
Riley Rose, they carry it there.
I love Riley Rose!
Yeah.
I love you! I love you, Riley!
Yeah, so Floss Gloss is an indie nail polish brand. I love these girls, and they're just, they have been like making the best colors for so long. And they're all like that, like free, you know, all of that. They were doing that like before all the big brands.
Yeah. Everybody's going free.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that, like, now Sephora has that green beauty section?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty
exciting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They have now on Sephora.com, it'll have a little leaf in the corner.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
That's cute. I'm not all green, but I like the idea of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Besame. Are you
yes.
familiar? Yes. Besame is one of my all-time favorites because
they're very your vibe.
Yeah.
Like kind of retro.
I love a retro. Mm-hmm. I have to collect every kind of red lipstick. So they, yeah, I wore this when I got married. I wore a Besame lipstick.
Cute.
And then Glossier, the Wow powder.
Oh, I don't know. Wowder. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's
a
like
Wowder.
A
Wowder. That's so cute. Why didn't anybody think of that? That's such a good idea.
Yeah, so those are my top tops.
When did you get married?
A little over a year ago.
You're a newlywed.
I am.
Did you get married in L.A.?
We basically eloped. It was because my husband's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we did like a little quick wedding at my friend's store.
Cute.
But you
rocked that Besame.
I did. I had my pink hair then. But yeah, hopefully we'll have a bigger one because I love to party.
Yeah, I can't. Did you do a bridal look though?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I did like a kind of a 50s looking dress with like a veil with like these little felt hearts on the end of the veil.
How did I miss that on your Instagram? I stalk you. How did I miss that? I'm going to have to go dig again and find that. I just can't get enough of like bridal looks.
Yeah.
My friend Heather got married last year. Heather, Miss Heza, if you're listening, she wore a Besame lip.
Ooh.
Yeah, a red Besame lip.
Oh, I wonder if it's the same one as me.
I know. I feel like she, I don't remember the color. Mm. Heather, text me if you hear this. But it was great. I want to go into their showroom.
Burbank?
She'll text me and be like, hey, do you want to come? And I'm like, I'm busy right now. So I got to go in there.
Oh my God.
And check it out because they're my vibe.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're not all vegan. They have Carmine in some of their stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do my best with that damn Carmine. I do my damn best.
Yeah.
I noticed, Marie, you didn't pull out any palettes. Are you?
Oh, my bad.
What's up with that eyeshadow? There's so many out there.
It was,
and they come out every 5 fucking minutes. You know what I mean?
Like, I was like,
how do we keep up?
Seriously, I was like, okay, let me bring, because I don't wear eyeshadow every day.
Uh-huh.
I do a winged eye.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as much unless I'm like super lazy.
It's your signature look.
Yes.
Yes.
But this, I've been using the Kat Von D anniversary palette. I brought this with me to Canada and did like this green shade.
Ooh, a green. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I never wear green.
Oh,
why?
Gorgeous on you with your hair, too.
My friend Edwin, shout out Edwin. I feel like he gets brought up a lot. Hi, Edwin. I know you're listening to this. You're a loyal honey. He did a green look on me for my weed party I threw.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it was cute as hell.
Ooh.
And I was like, I need to wear green more.
Yeah, you should.
I definitely need to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but for palettes, though, I mostly do Too Faced, Kat Von D, Urban Decay.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like I said, I've been rocking that Stila glitter on my eyes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Keeping it real. Keeping it real. What do you do for skincare, like, every day?
Okay.
Is that a loaded question?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. Well, I mentioned I do like Drunk Elephant Bestie Jelly. Okay. So serums, I am not a super duper serum person.
You know what? That's cool. I love hearing that. At the top of the game and she's not into serums, I'm intrigued.
It's like I don't do it all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like my skincare routine could be a lot better, but I think it's just because I try so many different things. But I'll do like a mist. I'm really into face mists.
I love a mist.
So sometimes I'm like, is that enough? then my moisturizer over.
What's the mist you must have? The must have mist.
I've been using OC.
Yes! Sea Minerals Mist.
Yes.
Hunty, yes.
Caudalie and Tatcha. Yeah.
When I do
serums, I do use Drunk Elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have a Dr. Dennis Gross too.
I'm going to have so much fun making your little art for the Natch Butte. You know, I make those little collages because you named so many cruelty-free great brands. I'm going to tag everybody. Oh, the tagging. Okay, well, We're about done. I've learned so much. I feel like we could go for another hour, but I'm trying to get you out of here. Why don't you tell everybody where we can find you online, your social media, yes. plug your articles, plug everything, baby. Tell us yes. where to find you.
Okay. Well, you can find me everywhere online at Agent Lover.
Love that.
And then my work on HelloGiggles.com. But yeah, my Instagram kind of has everything. My podcast.
That's right. Tell us about this because this is so up my alley.
Thanks. It's very new.
Yeah.
But I do a podcast with Blair Bursey, who's How I Know You.
Yes. Shout out, Blair.
Hey.
Hi.
It's called Fish Netflix.
I think that is so cute.
Yeah, it's
You're
like
so good at naming things.
Thanks. And then I do a period food blog called Blood Feast. But
Which
all
is
of that,
very cute.
Thank you. But yeah, all of that's on my Insta.
And the podcast is like fashion and movies, right?
Yes, it's yeah. like costume design, fashion, and film. So yeah, we do everything.
Have you talked about The Craft yet?
Not yet,
honey,
because that's going to be a good one.
Honey, yes. Oh. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yes.
It's just, I just, you know, good luck topping that, Hereditary, mm-hmm. okay?
Oh, I know.
I'm just kidding. Did you see Hereditary?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I love horror.
Yeah. Oh, you'll love it then. Woo, baby, that movie's crazy. Okay, well, we've covered it all. I made you take your whole bag out.
It's not enough.
I can't wait. Please keep snapping all of the packages because it's like my porn. I love it. And I got to come play at Hello Giggles.
Yes,
that's all there is to it. I need to say
do.
Hi to everybody. It's been a while. So don't forget, it's summertime. Wear that sunscreen. Mm. Maria Grace.
Yes.
Wear the sunscreen. And don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe. Have you ever had bangs?
Oh, that's actually what I usually look like. I usually have black hair and bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thing.
So you know how to
my
keep that fringe
form.
Fresh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Dry shampoo?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's a good show.